Patient name, John Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, date of birth 11/8/51, date of service 4/19/23. This is a 71-year-old male patient here today needing refill of his blood pressure medication and lip and cholesterol medication. He is currently taking Irbesartan 150 on a daily basis and Lipitor 40 milligrams QHS, period, new paragraph. He offers no complaint today, period, new paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He's retired. He does live an active life. He seems to be doing well. He did have a prior episode with an ulcer, a stomach ulcer, that has all resolved at this point. He has no further complaints, period, new paragraph. He has normal voiding, normal bowel movements, no complaint of pain, period, new paragraph, blood pressure 137 over 73, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 96% on room air, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, Irbesartan 150, Lipitor 40, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, occasionally will drink alcohol, negative for drugs and smoking, period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears within normal limits, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, he has plus five muscle strength in all extremities, and there is no lower extremity edema. Period, new paragraph, assessment, implant, hypertension, controlled, we will refill the Irbesartan 150. Period, new paragraph, hyperlipid, controlled. We did have a lab done on him 2 months ago. It was completely normal for cholesterol. We will refill the Lipitor 40 milligrams PLQHS number 90, period, new paragraph. I've recommended a low-fat diet. He is going to monitor his blood pressure and eating habits and weight, and he will return to clinic as needed. Period, new paragraph. Next patient. Julietta, J-U-L-I-E-T-T-A, last name Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, date of birth 9/4/19, date of service 4/19/23. This is a 3-year-old little girl. Mom tells me that she has been crying and pulling on that left ear, and she did have fever as well. Once again, this was yesterday. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She does have a normal play level as well. Vital signs, she seems apprehensive and is crying through the vital sign episode. Therefore, her pulse is elevated at 130, much less than that in the clinic, in the exam room. However, once again, as soon as I approach her, she tends to get some anxiety going. Period, new paragraph, respiration 16, temperature 97.4, oxygenation 99%. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, a bit apprehensive about me approaching her, but mom easily consoles her. H-E-E-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, there is tympanic membrane, erythema, more so on the left, oral pharyngeal area, no erythema visualized, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, regular rate and rhythm, lungs are clear to auscultation, the abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute otitis media, patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml BID times 10 days, number 150 ml. Period, new paragraph. Mom's going to monitor the symptoms, and they will return to clinic or call if needed.